This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for staying with us. I'm Khoo Soo Chong with Wong Shaneng. In about 30 minutes, we'll discuss and celebrate International Day of Parliamentarism with a discussion on parliamentary reform in Malaysia with a lawyer, Andrew Khoo. But in the meantime, let's talk about crude palm oil production and prices.
Yeah, because Malaysia crude palm oil futures saw their biggest one-month drop in more than 13 years in June, recording a 22% drop to 4,922 ringgit on Monday, thereby erasing most of this year's gains. This has prompted some palm oil mills in Malaysia to temporarily halt production due to unprofitable pricing. The Malaysian Palm Oil Millers Association, POMA, told Reuters that at current prices for every 100 tons of crude palm oil produced, the mills are poised to lose at least 150,000 ringgit. In the meantime, the palm oil industry, of course, has been experiencing a roller coaster ride. This year, we witnessed CPO prices rallying to record highs due to labour shortages, the war in Ukraine, as well as an export ban in Indonesia that lasted for a few weeks.
So to answer the question of whether we'll see more volatility and, of course, the impact on Malaysia as the world's number two producer, we now turn to Akash Gupta, the director in Fitch Ratings Asia-Pacific Corporates Division. Now, Akash, we know that Malaysian crude palm oil millers halted production as prices saw their biggest one-month decline in more than 13 years in June. Why do you think that prices suddenly cratered?
Yeah, hello. So, as you know, Indonesia lifted the ban on shipments of oil a few weeks ago and cut export taxes as well. We think that that was the catalyst for the sharp drop in crude oil prices, crude palm oil prices.
Hello, sorry.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sorry. So you, okay. But help us understand how the correlation of the war in Ukraine has an impact on the prices of other substitute vegetable oils and in turn then the relationship to palm oil.
Sure. So the war has affected sunflower seed crushing operations in Ukraine, which is normally the world's top exporter of sunflower seed oil. Also, Ukraine's ability to export to the Black Sea has been severely hit. So Ukraine is trying to continue exports through the EU and ports in Romania, but concerns over supply of sunflower oil, which contributes roughly 10% of the global vegetable oil supply, have increased. And this has caused vegetable oil prices, global vegetable oil prices to rise in the first half of this year. Also, CPO prices have benefited from this.
So Akash, we know that, as you mentioned, Indonesia has lifted the ban on shipments of oil several weeks ago, cut export taxes as well. How long do you expect this to last? And will this cause CPO prices to soften further?
Sure. So it's hard to say how long this decision will last. Indonesia, as you know, has changed regulations frequently this year, starting with the DMO, higher export levies, and then the outright export ban. The focus on the government is to have adequate domestic supply at affordable prices. In case the international CPO prices rise again in the next few months, Indonesia may impose export curbs again to keep domestic prices in check. On the other hand, if CPO prices fall, export controls may not be needed.
So in that case, right, are you basically saying that because what we have found out is Indonesian palm oil companies are now expecting to have a large export quota from the government, which is a bit of a U-turn. So to monitor this, it's key to look at where CPO prices are headed?
Certainly. I think we will need to see what the domestic price trends in Indonesia are. And if those domestic prices rise again, there is a risk that Indonesia may look to curb exports.
Akash, we've been talking a lot about supply. Can we ask you about your views on demand, especially from key markets like China and India?
So I think demand from China and India, that will also depend on what the trend in substitute vegetable oil prices is. Mm. So what we have seen is, by and large, this year, the whole sort of global vegetable oil complex has moved in tandem. So first half of this year has been quite strong. Now, there has been some softening. Part of that reason was attributed to sort of buyers pushing back their purchases in the hopes that prices will soften. So I think that will still be the case if we see a trend of falling prices, then buyers may look to sort of push their purchases further. But I think from a demand perspective, it should be largely steady because bulk of the demand comes from the edible oil segment, which is non-discretionary.
Okay, and I'm also curious, right, with all these recent developments like the Indonesia's unpredictable policy changes, has there been a change in the market share of the two countries in the palm oil market?
So normally Indonesia produces about 60% of the world's palm oil and Malaysia produces around 25%. With these events, there will certainly be some change in the shares of the two countries. But as of now, these effects appear temporary. Buyers generally look for volumes at the best price and they can switch between suppliers from either country.
Yeah, and Akash, there was we noticed a flurry of activity, M&A activity in Malaysia last year when prices were quite high. Do you expect this recent volatility and this swoon in prices to have an effect on the M&A market in terms of whether to see more buying behavior or more selling behavior?
So I think generally speaking, we think that volatility in prices is not good for M&A activity, right? So buyers and sellers do need some price estimate to base their valuations on. So I think temporarily this volatility should sort of affect M&A activity. Having said that, I think prices are still quite strong relative to historical levels. So in these times, I think, especially sellers, I think they would see this as an opportunity to get good valuations.
Okay, then what are the key risks for CPO prices for the second half of 2022?
So in terms of the upside risks, we see two key upside risks. Number one is whether Indonesia reverts to export curbs in order to boost domestic supply. And secondly, whether supply forecasts for substitute vegetable oils, especially sunflower seed oil from Ukraine and Russia, will be cut as the war continues.
Do you expect production in the next coming quarters to actually come down because of the rising fertilizer cost, though?
So our expectation is that production this year will be better than last year. And that is mainly because of the fact that we have favorable weather conditions for the past year and also high prices. As I mentioned, CPO prices are still quite high relative to historical levels, and that should keep supporting higher output for this year.
And what is your forecast for prices in the second half, Akash?
So we currently think that Malaysian benchmark prices should decline to below $1,000 per ton over the next 6 months. And this is based on our expectation of an increase in supply of palm oil from Indonesia, and also the U.S. Department of Agriculture's forecast for a jump in global vegetable oil production this year and next.
All right, Akash, thanks so much for your time. That's Akash Gupta, Director in Fitch Ratings, Asia Pacific Corporates, discussing CPO prices. And, you know, basically a 22% drop is quite calamitous, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I think we also see that in the prices of all the listed planters, be it whether listed in Singapore or listed here. So even just on a one-month basis, right, on average, the big planters are down 12%, reflecting the sharp decline in CPO prices. It's not surprising. I think there is this gyration between prices because so many factors to consider, right? Where one is the price of substitute oil, so sunflower seeds, that's sunflower oil, rapeseed. Soybean is another big oil that we have to pay attention to. Weather patterns, which you can't even monitor. Fertilizer cost has been rising. In Malaysia, our big problem has been labor. So I think that all just contributed to actually all palm oil prices going up earlier in the year. But as these issues get resolved, then palm oil prices come back down again. And like he said, he expects production to actually improve in the coming quarters. So I think all the sellers, or basically all the traders, know this and have been selling down CPO prices as a result.
Yeah, obviously more supply means, obviously less lower prices. And the flurry of M&A activity we saw last year, maybe to taper down as volatility. This is, as Akash was saying, is not good for mergers and acquisitions. 7:28, we'll come back after this with the news and beyond that, a discussion with Felix Lee of Morningstar on China's surging chip-making industry. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.